tell us about your documentary, Matt Shepard is a Friend of Mine.
Okay. Well, Matt Shepard is a Friend of Mine is my very first feature documentary film about my dear friend, Matthew Shepard, who was tortured and killed in October of 1998 in Laramie, Wyoming, because he was gay. Our film tells the story of Matt's life and death through the point of view of his family and close friends. We've been working on it for the last 3 years. 2 of those years, we traveled all over the world, you know, retracing Matt's steps, filming his friends, family, and pivotal locations in Matt's life in order to create a complete and complex but honest portrait of who Matt was as a real person.
What was your inspiration for making it?
When Matt was attacked, I was actually a sophomore in film school in Boston, and I remember it clearly, like learning about it on the news, and that was the very first time I really saw like how hostile and cruel the world could be. So, you know, needless to say, I was completely devastated. We all were, and, you know, his death marked me deeply. But in addition to his death, what was also really heartbreaking to see was Matt's humanity slowly starting to fade away. You know, Matt became, you know, Matthew Shepard, this iconic symbol of, you know, hate and intolerance that the LGBT community struggles against. You know, his identity is forever tied to that. So that was, like, really deeply unsettling, you know, to see. So I wanted to make this film to share with the world that before Matt became this Matthew Shepard, he was a normal, you know, complex gay young man with friends and family who, like, supported and loved him. So I think it's really important for the world to really know that. And, you know, as a filmmaker and his friend, I always felt this obligation to honor Matt and his family in, you know, the most honest, faithful way possible. So I knew when I was emotionally and, like, artistically ready that I would share with the world, like, our Matt in the only way I knew how, and that's, you know, through film.
How did you know Matthew Shepard?
I knew Matthew Shepard because we actually both went to a boarding school in Switzerland called the American School in Switzerland, and we were both there because, well, Matt's dad worked as an oil rig safety engineer in Saudi Arabia, and there were no American high schools in Saudi Arabia at that time, so his company sent Matt to, you know, a boarding school in Switzerland. And similarly, my mom worked for the International Monetary Fund in Washington, D.C., so that's how we both ended up there. And it's a very small little school in southern Switzerland, and there was like less than 400 students that attended the school at that time, so, you know, everyone knew each other, and we became really close through the theater. You know, Matt was actually 2 grades above me, so we didn't have classes together, but we met doing plays, and we, you know, acted in so many plays and rehearsed together for months at a time and just became really, really close that way. And, you know, I think we had some similarities. You know, we were both really sure and kind of, like, you know, loved the theater and, like, very sensitive, and both had this sort of, like, mischievous sense of humor. So we both got along, like, really well. So that's how, you know, we became friends.
What would you like to accomplish with your documentary?
Well, the title of our documentary, Matt Shepard is a Friend of Mine, is obviously, you know, a literal reference to my friendship with Matt. But what I always hoped for the film is that when an audience member would watch it, that by the end, they would feel that Matt was a friend of theirs, too. So that's been my highest hope for the film. And, you know, as I mentioned before, I always felt that in the overall Matthew Shepard story, the giant missing piece of it was Matt's humanity, you know, the idea that Matt was an actual living person with hopes and dreams, you know, and struggles just like everyone else. So I think our film, told through the personal lens of his family and friends, does a really good job of sharing Matt's humanity. And I think it's really important that people, you know, realize that this, you know, notorious event in history happened to a young man who is just figuring out his way in the world, and if it can happen to him, it could happen to anyone, and it still does, unfortunately. You know, I think our film highlights the responsibility we all have to make sure that young people around the world aren't falling victim to the same story ending Matt was.